Listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hey, what is going on, Concordia? You know what time it is. Time for the community calendar with Danny Gold for the week of February 17th to 23rd here on CJLO 1690 AM. Feeling stressed with the semester wrapping up? Are you panicking due to the stress of your schoolwork? Don't worry, you're not alone, and Concordia is here to help. During this week's Wellness Wednesday, going on in room 300.22 of the GM building, from 3 to 4 p.m., Counseling and Psychological Services will be hosting a little workshop aimed at helping students deal with distressing feelings of panic. You will learn the difference between being panicked, overwhelmed, and panic attacks, and you will be introduced to tools to manage these feelings. Come check it out this Wednesday in room 300.22 of the GM building from 3 to 4 p.m. this Wednesday. Get ready for another one of Montreal's great winter festivals, Montreal in Lights. Montreal in Lights is one of the largest winter festivals in the world and is an annual celebration for fans to experience the joy of Montreal wintertime through a unique program combining performing arts, gastronomy, free outdoor family activities, and a full night of exclusively original discoveries. It is going to be taking place in the Quarter of Spectacles right next to Place des Arts, and it is going to be starting Thursday, February 20th, and going till Sunday, March 1st. Once again, this event is free for entry, and it is starting Thursday and will be going on for the next week until Sunday, March 1st. Finally, for your concert this week, this Saturday at the Diving Bell Social Club at 9:30 p.m., come see Forever and Body Wash. Tickets again will be costing you $10 for advance and $13 at the door. Come celebrate Body Wash's launching their new EP and give your local music scenes your support. Once again, that's this Saturday at the Diving Bell Social Club at 9:30 p.m. See you there. That's it for me this week. This has been the Community Calendar with Danny Gold for the week of February 17th to 23rd here on CGLO 1690 AM. And now back to your regular scheduled programming.
Yes, back to your regularly scheduled programming, which is kind of weird because it's not like this cuts out like every, you know, odd hour the Community Calendar plays. So it's not like it's weird to cut out and do that. But I guess this is the programming that is supposed to be playing. So technically that works anyway. Anyway, let's try and change some things. That was some muffler crunch that you heard there. This hour, there's going to be an interview that I'm going to be airing that I did with the fine Quebec City gentleman in Sandvice, who put out an album in October, Saboteur, and is very good. And if you don't have it, I don't want to say you're a bad person, but I don't know if I can call you a good person. I mean, when I was at the show, I bought a gold vinyl of it, so I don't want to say that makes me an extra good person, but if you were to ask me who is better between me and someone who doesn't have that, I would have to say the person that has it. I mean, I'm just saying, not a judgment on anyone, you know, it's just stuff that we got going on here. Anyway. Let's stop talking about how great I am and how other people aren't as good as me, which is definitely true, and not me trying to compensate for my cripplingly low self-esteem. uh, Huh. Yeah, so Sam Weiss is going to be an interview in this next hour. We just heard there before the break with some Muffler Crunch, who are good and great even. And so you should definitely check them out. So because Sam Weiss is going to be coming up here, I want to try and get you in the mood for like what Sam Weiss will bring to you. So I'm going to try and ramp from Muffler Crunch, which is sort of in the same vein, and kind of dot some stuff around there that you might want to hear from here in the fine city of Montreal. Yes? Good. Excellent. I'm glad you're in agreement. Your silence means that you agree with me. Otherwise, you would say, I do not agree with you. So there. That's what we're dealing with. First, let's play a band called Destruction Derby. They have an EP out called Top Speed. It's very good. A lot of it is en français. So if you're looking for some francophone, stonery, punky type of stuff, this is definitely the jam that you will be looking for. It's very good. And if you like this, you know, I don't want to say that you should definitely go onto Facebook and like make sure that you're getting updates from CJLO every day during the month of March. I don't want to say anything about that, but you might want to do that if, of course, you like this. And then after that, some Paradise off of their new self-titled album, Paradise, you might recall from such years as 2006. Such years as. Yes, they have put out a new album, and it's been like 12 years since they put out an album. This one is very good. They are going to be on BVST on March 3rd. 4th? 4th. My mistake. March 4th, they're going to be here. And you know what? Maybe I'll also fit in some Hazy Tones in here, because the Hazy Tones are going to be... No, I won't have time. Maybe I'll be at the end of the show. Yes, definitely at the end of the show. Because they're going to be here on the 1st. Because we are kicking off Metal March right! I'm very excited, if in case you can't tell. Anyway, let's get to some Destruction Derby, then some Paradise, and then we will play some Sam Weiss to get you ready for this interview. So keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM, Destruction Derby, from right here in the great city of Montreal. We'll be right back.
trombonist Audrey Ochoa has achieved the ideal, influential compositions meticulously crafted with playful liberation. After two chart-topping international albums, Chronograph Records gives you her most ambitious project to date, Frankenhorn. Audrey Ochoa combines strings, horns, and a rhythm section with electronic remixes and chamber music, boldly fused with Latin and contemporary jazz. Frankenhorn, on all digital platforms now.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO, you're listening to CJLO.
Oh,
That is some tasty, tasty stuff. Why is that not being played on, you know, all of the radio? Like, all of it. I don't want to tell places how to do their job, but Shom, you know, like, why are you not on that? Like, why is that not in heavy rotation at your station? Because it is a banger. A real banger. I discussed this with the guys from Sandvice, who were telling me that, like, not that they wrote the song in order to, you know, make it be something that was on radio, but, like, they thought that that would be, like, a slam dunk. Because it is. It's catchy. It's to the point. It punches and then gets out. It's, oh, it's so, so good. So good. So, you know, if this is something that I keep periodically saying to everyone. So if you want to change what's going on in your neck of the woods, as it were, with what's played on your stations, why not call up and incessantly request things that they are not playing? And, you know, probably not much will change because huge corporations do focus tests and determine that things need to be X amount of minutes and can only be in this pitch and register, and that's what they've decided we all like and listen to. But maybe, just maybe, especially since they need to conform to Canadian content rules, if you request Sandvice somewhere in this province, it will probably get played, hopefully, enough times if you request it. That's my message to you. And now, continuing with something which is related to Sandvice, but having nothing to do with really any mainstream radio things, because, you know, who cares? Because you can hear Sandvice here. If you don't want to go and listen to something, you know, like Shom, you can listen to Sandvice here, because we'll play it. Because we care. We care about you and about Sandvice. Case in point. Sandvice was here a couple weeks ago playing at Turbo House with The Naked High, who also have a new album coming out soon, by the by. Anywho, Sandvice, I went and I sat down and chatted with them at a restaurant that was close to there. I think it's called Vigo? And it confused me because I was like, oh, maybe this is like some shortening of vegetarian I am unaware of or vegan. But no, it is literally the name of the restaurant. It's something like Vigo or the like. So I sat down with them and I chatted with them about their new record. I got a little fanboy-like, which I didn't kind of expect, especially since I've spoken with them before, but that kind of happens, so you can laugh at me and be like, what a loser. He likes things. And feel good about yourself. Yeah. You feel good about yourself? Yeah, that's what I thought. So here's some Sandvice chatting about just a bunch of stuff. Here's part one of an interview I did with them. Play a song in between, and then we'll do part two. Sound good? Great. I love it. I love that you love it. So keep it locked. It's Great A Explosives. CJLO, 1690 AM. Sandvice. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew. I am here with some fine gentlemen who put out a fantastic album in October? That's right, isn't it?
It's October.
Yeah, of last year. Made my top of the year records. They are Sandvice. And I will let them intro themselves so that you can, you know, get their voices and know what they do's in the band. So, gentlemen, tell the peoples what you do's in the Sandvices.
I'm Sean. I play guitar in Sandvice, and I sing back vocals.
Yeah, I'm Luke, and sing and play guitar.
Cool. Well, this is actually the second time I've chatted with you, because I spoke with you guys at Heavy Montreal in 15. Oh my god, it's been that long already?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah. We feel the same.
I just had a bad existential crisis right there. I'll try and push it through. Okay, all right. But I usually start off all my interviews the same way, so I'm going to keep that going here. What's a question that you're tired of being asked or you don't want to be asked? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to answer.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's like Honestly,
I wouldn't think so.
You stumped us right from the get-go. What's the question? I guess so.
No question. I mean,
yeah, I know. I
mean, we don't do interviews that much, no. So you can't ask anything.
Yeah, I was looking through.
Yeah, but there's nothing really that, I don't know, man. It's like, we're like, let's go. I mean, open book and, nothing really.
Yeah, I was looking through and I was like, okay, I gotta mainline some interviews today going through. And there's like four interviews with you guys. I'm like, what? That's odd. Do you guys not like to do interviews? Is that not something you do? Or is it just like you don't get offered them? Like, what's
we don't get that much offers. I mean, we've been not that much active since a few last years. And
changes in the band and stuff like that. Working on the new album and all that. So it's kind of like coming. This is like the comeback. The wave is coming, and then the title is going to follow, you know? So, I mean, hopefully.
But we did a few interviews in French for radios and in newspapers. But not that much in English. Yep.
All right. Well, like I said, Saboteur was released last year. And in between that and Scream Queen, you guys put out Save Us All, which, as I understand it, is for Record Store Day. Is that right, that you guys made it for that kind of?
Actually, we released it on the Record Store Day 2016.
Yeah.
But it wasn't our plans, and it just happened to...
Timing was right.
Yeah, the timing was right. Our manager just asked us...
Let's release it.
Yeah. But it wasn't like a Record Store exclusive or whatever.
No.
Is that something that you guys were toying with kind of after Scream Queen, to just kind of do like mini releases as time goes on? Because there are so many bands now, they're like, oh, well, you know, screw albums. We're just putting out EPs from now on.
No, well, we thought of doing an EP in between because we were already working on stuff right after releasing Scream Queen. Evidently, when you're in a band, you always, you know, try to work on new songs. And so that was the two songs that we had ready, you know, and we said, hey, those are the two ones that were like pretty much finalized, and all the other ones that we were working on weren't really ready yet. So we said, okay, let's just release it, you know, record them and release it, and it's going to be like a buffer in between maybe the next release. So, and like, we hadn't released anything for like 2-3 years at that point. So we said, like, okay, let's just do that, and it'll give us a little buffer in between. And then the buffer was a lot larger because of other stuff that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, did you approach, for Saboteur, did you approach writing that differently? Since it's been, you know, it's been a bit since the last recording, since anything.
Well, the thing is that we really didn't have a choice, because then we were like just me and Luke after the drummer and the bassist left. So we like continued working together on the songs at my house, and like we had already recorded drums. That's been done for like 2-3 years.
It
was on the shelf, and let's say, okay, the drums are done.
Yeah, all the drums and rhythm guitars were recorded in
one rhythm.
2016.
One rhythm. Yeah, one rhythm.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. And so we did my parts at home. We did the bass at home. He did his vocals in the studio after. We reamped basses and stuff like that. But that's why it took a long time.
It was like a long, long process.
Because we were two at the end of the day at that point, and just, you know, trying to swim, get our, you know, stay our heads above the water and, you know, continue doing this thing, you know? So, yeah. That's why there's a lot of more experimentation this time, I think, in the album. You know, there's keyboards.
And the sounds and the way it's produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the record is... Damn, it's good. Like, I'm so happy to hear something like it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I read in an interview that you guys did that you write your riffs for songs first, and then you kind of put everything else afterwards. That sounds a bit different than kind of what you said now with the drums being done. Does it kind of follow that riffs are kind of the most important thing for you guys to when you're writing songs, or is it just like you write the riffs first and that kind of happens to be what you produce first for them?
The
riffs always come first, and for that album, I mean, the drums were recorded, but you know, all the songs were already written, like the basics, the structures of the songs, but most of the time, I mean, it's always riffs, and we build around the riffs. It's always the same think I mean, it's not like it's something that we plan to do, but it's just like natural.
So. Yeah, because we're like, I think personally, I'm a guitarist first, and then I try to write lyrics. So I think that's why it happens this way. For me, anyways.
When you're listening to music, is that kind of the thing that strikes you first then? That you are like drawn to the riffs first, or is that...
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, it's sometimes it can be different, you know, depending of the kind of music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But most of the time, you know, I think that the bands that are riff oriented most of the time seems to be like more influential to me.
Yeah.
It's always different.
Yep.
Well, there's been a huge kind of emergence of a lot of like bands of the stoner variety, which like you guys get grouped into. Well, I guess I'll start off first. Is that something that you guys do? You consider yourselves a stoner band? Are you just like, we're a rock band? Like, what's your thought?
I mean, I think that we are influenced by many so-called stoner rock bands or whatever, but we definitely have that vibe on many songs, and obviously we've been influenced by, you know, all the Caius and you know, not that much like the more recent bands, but I guess that you can call it what you will, but we have like many different influences.
Yeah, and then this, the new album, I think you can kind of hear it too compared to the first one. I think, I mean, there's more it's more soundscapes, I guess, you know, vibes.
Yeah.
And long songs that we've never done before. And
yeah,
an acoustic song, which we both of us love, like Neil Young, and, you know, so it's like we just like, hey, let's do this.
We just like opened the door,
yeah,
to do,
yeah,
different things.
We're prog, you know, King Crimson fans and all types of music, so it's like everything in riff driven, but with soundscapes.
And, yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
try to keep that, you know, okay, let's have a good riff and then build around it, you know?
Yeah, I was struck by kind of listening to your record about how desert rock it felt and how weird that is to think that you guys are from Quebec City.
Yeah, we're in
the snow desert of Quebec City.
Yeah, yeah.
And we down-tuned also on this record compared to the first one, so it has a
deeper vibe
because of that, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to think if I... Because, like, Scream Queen is so good, too.
Oh.
But this one is so much better. I have to stop that. I'm sounding like a weird, like, fanboy. Like,
I mean,
I gotta stop that.
It always feels good to, you know, to realize that people actually listen to the song and like it. We put so much time and energy and heart, you know, in that project.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it always feels good.
That's the title track off of Saboteur by Sandvice. And before that, you heard part one of an interview I did with them at when they played at Turbo House just a mere 2 weeks ago. This isn't a flashback. Hold on. Wait, stop. Let's stop flashing back here for a moment. That's, man, Saboteur is a good record. I mean, I put it in my top of the years for a reason, and that's because it's great and that you should love it. And if you're not, well, I don't know what you're doing. You're not thinking clearly. So yeah, let me just throw that out there for you. Hey, you might be saying, well, that was very fascinating, that first part of the interview, Andrew. Perhaps you'd like to play the second part. And you're right, I would. So let's. Here's part two of the interview I did with Sandvice. And keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives.
Do you think, speaking of things that are like stoner related, obviously Canada now, you know, weed is recreationally legal. Yeah. Do you think that will kind of lead to more kind of people gravitating towards stoner rock? Or do you think that that's kind of just a totally separate entities that have been kind of mashed together through just like a bunch of bands that have musically kind of pushed it together?
Yeah, I mean, it's for us, I mean, we're totally like, you know, we're not into that at all. That's what I...
we're,
you
like
know,
sober.
Yeah. So, I mean, for us, it's not... There's no link because we're not, in, you know, really into that. So, I mean...
I stopped smoking drugs when I was, like, 17 years old. And I'm 40 now, so... Yeah. It's long ago.
So, I mean, it's like... For us, it's not really... It's more like a sound... The sound of it that we like, it's not because of that. And I don't think it's going to make people go... more towards it. I don't think so. I mean, it's, they're already in it, probably already, so it's like, it's just, yeah.
I think as someone else who also likes stoner rock a lot and doesn't smoke weed at all, I always think that it's very, like, weird to kind of see that. See, like, obviously, it's called stoner rock, so the connection is there, but then to be kind of, like, feel like you're outside a bit, to be like, should I really be listening to this?
It's like the jazz players that do heroin, you know? It's like, what do you play? Do you,
heroin music.
Yeah,
jazz.
It's like, yeah. No. It's like,
yeah, any,
nobody anymore does heroin and plays jazz, you know? So it's like, maybe, but.
Let me get a check of the pulse of what Quebec City is like right now with you guys. Recently here, like 5 blocks from here, the great venue Catacombs closed. Mm-hmm. And I'm still very depressed about it.
Yeah.
What is kind of are venues in Quebec City also struggling? Are they doing well? Like, what kind of is your thoughts on that?
I don't see.
Yeah, well, there's Antsy in Quebec that really is like...
yeah, there's a lot of shows like almost every day of the week.
Yeah, there's a lot of work being done with that. People who organize that place. I mean, big bands all over from all over.
Shows.
And it's not a big venue, you know? It's like, wow, I mean, big names. And so it's like... I think everybody kind of realizes that it's not always the size of the place that matters, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, for us, I mean, it's like, we're where we live, it's like, yeah, I think it's, we can't really compare Montreal and Quebec because of that, because of the large, you know, how many places exist.
Just
you know?
The population
in
general. Right?
Yeah, also, but places to play in Quebec, there's, you know, for our type of music, there's maybe three, four places.
Yeah.
You know, and all of them look to be in good...
Healthy.
Yeah, healthy, I guess. Yeah, so... But, you know, it's business, so for them, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why it could or cannot work. You know, it's not necessarily... But, I mean, it's like... but shows, yeah, there's a lot... they're probably almost always fully... full shows, so a lot of people, and people like going to see live music. So that's great to hear.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that too, because now it's so easy to kind of stay inside and, you know, Netflix and chill, man.
Yeah.
That, like, I've noticed going to shows that there seems to be a lot fewer people in Montreal going.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is that, I mean, I imagine it's kind of the same everywhere, but is that something that is kind of hitting in Quebec City as well?
You see like the same crowds kind of follow the shows. It's like, it's a lot of, well, there are new faces here and there, but a lot, the crowd supports the shows, you know, and the places that they go to, you know, if like they're used to going to see a show at SeaWorld, they'll probably be almost at every, not every show, but, you know, it's, they kind of,
yeah,
like,
we're in the same places.
Yeah.
And then they have kids and we don't see them anymore.
that's
correct.
They're gone.
Let's get to a controversial topic.
Oh.
If we can.
Okay.
Last week, 50th anniversary. Black Sabbath's first album.
Absolutely.
Is Black Sabbath the first metal band?
For me, I think that, you know, there is some bands that, you know, that were there before them that maybe that helped. But I think that if we talk about metal, like, I think that, you know, no other bands can be considered as the godfather of metal, you know, as Black Sabbath. I mean, Symptom of the Universe, you know, in 1975. I mean, that is proto thrash metal. You know, nothing else. You know, so yeah, I think. I mean, Blue Cheer was there before. It was still a few loud bands that were there before.
Yeah.
But you know, the vibe, the aesthetic.
Yeah, the tone that they had.
The evil vibe.
The way that he built the songs and the way that the riffs are written. That's like, it's them. You know, it's like. There's other bands that would, you know, help create that, but they kind of like, okay, this is the band.
Yeah, definitely.
And then after, and then like 50 years after, still people trying to make riffs like that, you know? And you can't.
No.
It's like impossible to recreate, you know?
Still Ozzy's going back on tour. Somehow.
Maybe. Maybe. I won't say too much about that. But I would guess that maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
My best guess is possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
You guys, obviously, you're going to be doing stuff with Saboteur now. What's kind of next for you guys? Do you have, like, summer, like, touring plans? I know you guys don't do a bunch of touring, mainly because, you know, you have other obligations with other things, but like, is that in the cards? Are you planning on like hitting the States finally? Is that
For this summer, because I have another band in which I tour, like,
doing folky stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's totally different. Different thing, but that band is like my day job.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard to find the you know, the time, the schedule to do some Sandvice shows. But this summer, I think that we'll be pretty lucky. So far, my schedule, you know, probably will allow maybe more shows. So, fingers crossed. But we still work on new songs. And because since, as we said earlier, like, our album, we started recording it in 2016. So we just can't wait to write and release new stuff, because for us, for you it's new, but for us it's kind of old.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
Has the reception to it that you've been playing? You haven't done many live shows since its release, but what has the reception kind of been like from people that are out in the crowds? Are they like singing along to it? Are they like into the whole thing?
Yeah, it depends of the places. I mean, some places that we can feel that there is more people into it and
connection,
know the songs,
you know?
And when we played that Foss Fest in Chicoutimi, you know, there was some people there that, you know, knew the lyrics better than I.
So it
started to happen, but, you know, it's many places that we play, people still don't know us. You know,
they listen. You can look at their face and you know that they're listening and trying, you're analyzing what's going on, and then after,
it's, you know, not, it's like we're
how I like this, stroking their chin.
Yeah.
So, maybe we'll analyze this further.
But it's always different. I mean, it's not like we're a well-known band. You know, we still like try to make our
build.
To build the thing.
Well, I mean, you should be a well-known band because this record is. Damn, it's good. Like, it's so catchy.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, I gotta stop.
You know, I think that it's important to say thank yous, because we. We're aware that you played, you know, the songs a lot, and you know, for us, it's always like awesome to realize that people are playing it, and you know, so thanks again.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thank you guys for taking the time out of your eating to, you know. Well,
pleasure.
I mean, eating and drinking Escas.
Yes.
That's rock and roll. Veggie stuff and water.
Yeah.
Don't miss Polaris Prize winner Caribou and opening act Caitlin Aurelia Smith on March 23rd at M. Tellis in support of his upcoming album, Suddenly. Tickets on sale at blueskiesturnblack.com.
Dublin! There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
CJLO 1690 AM, that's some Sandvice with Untie Me off of Scream Queen. Big thanks to those guys for sitting down and chatting with me. And if they're coming back anywhere close to you or coming anywhere close to you, you should go see them because it is a fine show. Tasty, delicious show that you will enjoy. And speaking of shows, I have a lot to talk about for me to plan your week, so let's get friggin' started. First off, Extensive, bringing to you Silverstein. It's their 20th anniversary, and like, on some level, they're terrible, and no one should like them. But you might like them, because apparently I'm the only one that doesn't. So go see them, I guess, and 4 Years Strong, and I the Mighty, at La Nationale. It's $35. So that's the 29th, next Saturday. So go do that, I guess. I don't approve of you doing it, but if you want to, you can. Oakrest, Second Harbor, Rain the Sky are going to be at Piranha. You can go see that for $10. That's much easier. That's the 28th, so that's your Friday. I have your Friday and Saturday planned. And then, if you're like, you know what? I don't really want to see Silverstein, then you could go see Bird Problems and No Rescue and Ocean Drive. That's going to be happening at Piranha as well. Bird Problems is going to be doing the release party for their EP, their latest one, which they have no name of here, and not great. Should probably get that going. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but you should probably do that. $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Go do that. Big shows are happening this week. Shows that you probably might already have a ticket to, including Devin Townsend, who's going to be here, along with Haken and the Contortionist. Not only is that show happening once, it's so nice, it's happening twice. First on the 26th, which is Wednesday, and I believe that's the sold-out one. And then there's also the 28th, which is the not sold out one. Let me just quickly check here. Well, Buy Now is present for both of them on Evenco's site, so I don't know. Maybe both of them now have tickets. Who knows? The point is, you can go see Devin Townsend, who's doing Strapping Young Lad Things again. Oh, so good. Thank you, Devin. Thank you. There's also some other stuff happening. Like tomorrow, you can see Refused and Youth Code at Corona. That's going to be a good, good, tasty show. And then While She Sleeps, along with Savage Hands, North Gang, and more importantly, in fact, most importantly, He Is Legend opening up for them. Oh my, I just had thought that maybe He Is Legend is not the first band. Oh, that's going to make me sad. Oh, that made me very sad. That's the Fairmont, so if you want to check that out, you should definitely do so. I mean, I guess Theory of a Dead Man is playing at MTELUS. That's a terrible band, so don't do anything about that. And Royal Tusk, Broken Love, Sights and Sound, and X's for Eyes are playing at Bar La Ritz, which will be a good show, and I hope all of you go to that, because all of those bands deserve your love and attention. And finally, let's get to some Turbo House shows tonight, in fact. If you want to go do something that's kind of low-key, you can go see Your Last Wish. They're doing an album listening session for their new album, Eradicate, which is, I guess, out soon? I don't know. Oh, it's officially out in March, so there you go. You can get a physical copy of it there, and they'll have shirts and zippers, which I guess is a hoodie? Something like that. So anyway, go check that out. That'll be good. And then continuing, if you want to see something tomorrow, you can catch Deathnap, Sinner, Trauma Model, and Gutzer, who's going to be playing there, thanks to Wild Wolf for putting that on. So $10 advance, $12 at the door. And then on the 27th, go see Patent, Scorching Lamb, who's doing a launch of their album, and Rose Gaze, which is $10. Straight $10. And that should about do it for me planning out your week. But I have one more thing for you to plan for next Sunday, and that is to tune in here, because I will have the Hazy Tones here in the studio to kick off Metal March! MFers? Mothers? That's right, that's a self-edit. You didn't hear anything in there, because that's how good I am. And in order to try and get you into that, to try and lure you here next week, let's play some Hazy Tones for you. The question is, what do I want to play? Let's play something off of their self-titled record. They apparently are going to do some new songs next week, so that's very exciting. Very, very exciting. Let's play Light of Day off of their first album. Keep it locked. Burnt Offerings is up next, and I'll catch you next week. CJLO 1690M. This has been Grade A Explosives.